Have you ever seen one about as big as a half-grown chicken? A woodpecker?
I've seen some pretty good size. I think this little great big old white red-headed, something like that. Yeah.
They're big?
Yeah, yes.
Sure. Well, now we're going to talk about little animals with a powerful smell. What do you call those?
Goat, I think.
No, little old things with a white stripe down their back.
That's a polecat. Scott, they call it myself.
Did you ever get one under the house?
Oh, sorry, I'll come in the house, I tell you.
Have you ever killed one?
Oh, yes, but I killed him in hen nests too long time ago. He sucked eggs like a dog or something like that, you know. I put chopped and caught him in there, you know. Had to shoot him in there before I killed him.
And then the poor hens would have a heart attack, wouldn't they?
Yes. They wouldn't lay down no more.
Is that right?
No, ma'am. They wouldn't lay down no more.
And you'd have to fix them in
here? You play, sure, ma'am.
Did you have a hen house nest?
Yes, ma'am, not down here.
Did you have any trouble with fox and fox?
Not so much trouble. I had kept dogs all the time like down there. Somebody. They get sort of scared off. That would, down the wood down there, they'd get out down there. Fetch by down there sometimes, and fox and wood.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Possum, he just a bad in the hen house, you know, or something like that. You know,
no.
Yes, ma'am.
What, did your dogs eat eggs?
Yep, yeah, somebody suck egg out.
You remember my granddaddy going fox hunting?
Ooh, I ring on the door. Well, been around there. He whacked me one time, he missed trouble all the time digging a fox, trying to ground him bottom.
Did he ever catch many fox?
Catch rats more than me, he caught. Me and him went down the hill, dug fire at the ground, young one, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. The thing looked so vibrant, looking at you, just teach me something like that. He called me on top of the hill, and I told him, with that big creek of that, right? Come on, Nitz, I would go down. Little dog cheat over there. Dig it down the stump down there, and the little fucker, that young one, just looking at you, just vibrant.
Oh. Right.
Got fire out there.
Got how many?
Got fire, young one, like the whole thing.
Well, Nance, do you remember the time that right after Mr. Julian and I married, he took Mr. Julian fox hunting and the fox fell out of the tree on his head?
Yeah, was that bad with stuff back in the day, I mean. You know, they get it all, do you know?
I don't believe he did either.
No, you get that nerve, just kind of old piece, something like that.
Uh-huh. But
I think Miss Joy will want that too, that Sunday morning too. Now, that started with all of you. He's hollering over there, whoo, the old dog. It had four dogs, I think it was.
He was
crazy about that.
And he was up in his 70s then.
Yes.
He was getting on up there.
Yes. The thing jumped out on him that tree that Sunday morning. He took a ride, all through that, come around, all around on the swamp, then come up back at the house over there every Sunday morning.
Oh. And then he'd go on to Sunday school.
Yes.
He'd come home.
Go in at night time, get them dogs coming down my home, let them dogs be wrecked.
Well, all right, let's go on with animals and what kind of, you've already answered this though. The next question was what kind of animals come and raid the hen roost?
Yes.
You've named the fox and the possum.
Polecat.
And and the dogs.
Yes.
And the other night we were talking about the snakes eating the eggs.
Yes, yes, no.
So I guess that about covers it all, doesn't it? That would get them. Did you have deer back in those days around
No,
here?
I didn't hear talking no deer along that time. Sure.
And now Leonard told me he saw about 15 in our pasture last week.
Well,
said a whole herd of deer was in our pasture.
Well, before I moved now, yonder, these 10 come up there right there, crawl out before there, 10 before I moved now, let me lend. I seen much as five on top of the hill there, you know.
What do you call the little things that when you would go